good day, and welcome to Sea to Ski with Sarah and T, putting the P in professionally managed vacation rentals. This is the Vacation Rental Management Professionals Podcast, coming to you from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
And from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I'm Sarah Bradford from Winter Park and Steamboat Springs.
And I'm Tim Cafferty from the Outer Banks of North Carolina and Sandbridge, Virginia. Together, we bring you the first podcast focused solely on professionally managed vacation rentals across the nation, or as we like to call it, Sea to Ski
with Sarah and T.
In the next 30 minutes, we hope you'll join us on a journey as we dive into issues affecting folks like us, the professional vacation rental manager, allowing you to run your business more effectively, make more money, and most importantly, have fun doing it. We're back, and we're better than ever. I'm Tim.
And I'm Sarah.
How did you make it back from VRMA? Everything okay?
I made it back. I needed an entire day to recover and then some. Man, that was a lot. It was a three-day jam-packed fun fest. How about you, Tim?
About the same. It was kind of a blur because I think I told you I made a little bit more of a trip out of it than just to Las Vegas for the VRMA and VRHP conference. I also was in San Antonio for a time. Deb and I went to the wine country of California. We spent some time in San Francisco. And we stayed a few extra days in Las Vegas before we came home. But now we're a week after the conference, and boy, I have got so many notes to go over. Sarah, I'm sure you're the same way.
I do too. I've already typed mine up, and my team has all shared their notes.
Of course.
Are you that far?
No. No. But I'm sure a lot of people can identify with it. The conference, for those of you that didn't go, more than 1,800 people attended the VRMA / VRHP annual conference in Las Vegas, and there was just so much content. I mean, every single day, it was like drinking out of a fire hose.
Yes, and so many new faces. I didn't feel like I could find the people I knew from years past because there were so many new faces. I have to say a lot of new young faces. Like, California has just woken up to the vacation rental industry. Did you feel that way?
Well, there are a lot of new young faces, that's for sure.
And tons of vendors. I mean, we could go on and on, but we want to get to the most exciting thing, which was this year, our podcast actually recorded during our session.
There was a lot of pressure and a lot of sweaty palms, but indeed, for the second year in a row, we have done the last breakout session of the conference before the final wrap-up. And we call it Conference Takeaways with Sarah and T. And so we gathered a room of about 100 of our closest friends and some people we didn't know, and we just simply asked them what their takeaways were, and it was gold.
It was. I think everyone will be really pleased to hear what everybody had to say. It's like what you want to talk about at the end of a conference. What was the one thing that you're going to go home with, Bob? What's the one thing you're going to go home with, Susan? And they shared it beautifully. The recording's excellent. So just enjoy this nugget after nugget of information from the conference.
And you will hear some voices that you will recognize if you are a podcast devotee, including our introducer, Toby Babich, who introduced us to the crowd.
Yes, and then we also had Michelle Hodges, who's been on the program, and Miller Hawkins. He was on there. I would like to say you might not recognize my voice on the podcast because I had been up way too late the night before.
Sounds like we should get to the session here and let people hear about the takeaways that folks had.
Let's do it. Enjoy.
Is everybody ready? You excited? How many of you have been on a podcast before besides Miller and Toby? Anyone else? All right, this is your chance.
Susan's been here? Okay, so I'll put it up there. Give us one thing you are going home and putting into place that you've taken away from this conference. Who's got one? I've got chocolate as well, by the way, in the back, Sarah.
I'm like Phil Donahue. Is anyone old enough to know what that means?
My name's Justin Ford. I'm a consultant in the vacation rental industry. You know, one of the things I took away from the Google presentation on the very first morning and as I started thinking throughout the conference is that we really all need to start focusing on how we're taking pictures differently in our properties. It's usually been you just take a picture, there's the bedroom, but now focusing on maybe you're going to take a picture of a fireplace from a different angle because you're going to be presenting more to a couple that might be coming on a romantic trip versus your lead photos for the the swimming pool because you're coming with your family and your kids. So I think everybody start thinking about photos more than just one of each room.
Good one. Everybody, you look at it? Like that one? Yeah, good one, yeah, okay.
All right, who has another one?
Right, another way? Come on, fire it up, I know.
Come on, I'm going to start giving you the mic if you
Unless you're on Hawaii time, there's no excuse, right? We have got to get the blood flowing. Speaking of takeaways, somebody here taking away some hardware. Executive Housekeeper of the Year.
My name is Eddie Gray from Destin, Florida. I work for Newman Daily Resort Properties. One of my takeaways is finding ways for housekeeping to produce additional income and revenue for a department. In one of the roundtable sessions I attended, a lot of other companies are finding ways to charge for early check-in fees, and we don't do that currently. In other market areas, they do, and it's something I'm going to really work hard on to implement so housekeeping can generate that additional revenue.
Okay, good one.
That's
good.
Great.
One. Everybody like that one? Good one, Eddie.
And then when people try to check in early, you're like, did you pay the fee?
Hi, I'm Tracy Laughlin. I'm Director of Marketing and Communications for Newman Daily Resort Properties, also in Destin, Florida, with Eddie. And as the marketing manager, one of the takeaways I had was somebody called it features puke, where you're just writing and you're writing all the features. You're talking about your property. You're just talking, really should be focusing on the benefits to the guest. So how do you take that feature and turn it and really talk about the benefits to them? And I thought it was just a really eye-opening and a great, so I'm going to go home, I'm going to pull out all my collateral and really review the pages on my website and make sure I'm talking about the consumer.
So give us an example of what would be when you just are feature barfing, is that what you said? Feature barfing versus benefit barfing. Give us a difference.
Okay, yes. So say Hidden Dunes Resort Properties features 4 pools, 3 spas, Gulf Front access, world-class tennis resort. Instead, talk about Hidden Dunes has 3 pools for your convenience. So whether you're staying at the cottages, there's a pool right outside your door for your relaxation.
Very nice. I've got one over here, Sarah.
Greg Plimpton, Cabins for You in Gatlinburg, Bridgeport, Tennessee. One of the ideas that came out of the owner care discussions was something I thought was really cool, where people are taking selfie sticks and their phones and they're actually video walking through their properties, because some of our owners haven't been to their properties in months, maybe years. And so you go in there when a housekeeper's cleaning it and you video the housekeeper, and you can do FaceTime Live or just do a 2 or 3 minute video walking through, showing them things that they had drop shipped, new linens or curtains or carpet or flooring that was installed. And you've got, they see you at the property and they see maybe a maintenance person at the property. I thought that was a really cool idea, so I'm taking that one away.
Very good. Yeah, he's here. Yes, good.
Love that. All right, we got another one.
I'm Fred Sheffield, Rent-A-Beach from North Carolina. My takeaway was the Google Beach and the emphasis on the speed of your mobile site. I think they're doubling down on that. They said 1 second delay in the site speed can be a 20% drop in conversion rate, and the best practice is to have 3 second response time on your mobile site. With 3G too.
Great. Is everybody here seeing so many more bookings on mobile? Do you look at that on your analytics? I am shocked by how many people book $10,000 bookings on their phone. Is everybody else seeing that? I'm going to tell the podcast listeners. A couple people are raising their hand, but I feel like more want to. Okay.
Miller Hawkins, Boo Realty in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm a board member of Verma. We work closely with the Verma staff. Kudos to them with a great show with Verma and the VRHP combination of the two. I brought extra staff out here just because of that. The one thing that I thought I got to take away that I think everybody should get a takeaway from this is the VRMP accreditation program. I took it. It's a very, very long, detailed, oriented class, and you learn so much. If you think you know everything about the VR industry, you'll learn a whole lot more. I took the test, passed it, and I'm now a VRMP. I think everybody should take away from this conference to go home and investigate and look at that VRMP program, because your eyes will open up at what you don't know in this program.
And Miller, how do you find out more about where that program is?
VRMA.org, and there's a link on there. It's $450, there's 5 modules, it's self-paced. At the very end, it's a 45 question test. You can take it twice, and I'll have to admit to the world now, I flunked it the first time. I then read my notes a little bit more, and I passed it. So I'm now a VRMP. So.
Congratulations.
My name is Danny Williams. I'm with Topsail Realty, Surf City, North Carolina. And my takeaway is the star rating system. And like they said yesterday on the stage, it doesn't matter if it's an inexpensive home or a luxury resort home. Cleanliness is key. People have different opinions about what they like or what they need or what they can afford. So we need to strive just to make everything in our inventory clean. If an owner won't put any money into the property, we need to cut them, get rid of them. They're just bringing us down, and just be successful with all the properties that we have.
Good work. All right. Thanks, Hank.
Aloha. Lucy Koihalau, Koi Vacation Rentals. I enjoyed Doug Kennedy's session, a little bit of what the gentleman said before about doing the videos and embedding that into an email that you can send to your guest and personalize it. The thing that he uses is called BombBomb, B-O-M-B, B-O-M-B. And if you have like some of your high-end homes or something, you could go and take a video of yourself or whoever at the house to send to the guest and to personalize that if they're interested in it. So I thought that was fabulous.
That's great, thank you.
I got one. My favorite session was the presentation that Amy and Sue did on the Facebook workplace and how to build the internal culture with everybody feeling really connected in all the departments and being able to interact and celebrate positive things and watching that their employee engagement like skyrocketed over the years. I think it's probably a no-brainer. I know there's other products out there, but just something like that so that maintenance knows reservations and they're seeing each other as people and help with any type of like really internal conflict and just culture. Thank you.
Fantastic. Good one. Yes. Yes. Energize ourselves. Anybody else over here?
I'm Sharon Walker with Walker Luxury Vacation Rentals in Austin, Texas. I think my overarching theme from this conference was slowing down and, as Sarah's team says, pumping the brakes when taking on new owners. And also from your last session, this is not your home. This is a commercial business and you are in business to make money. So treating it that way as a homeowner. Ultimately, the thing that Sarah's team taught me was we need to also be very intentional when we're onboarding our owners. She comes up with a one sheet that she provides to homeowners with a timeline, and it's just such a simple thing, but that communication could really elevate the experience for the homeowner that's coming into our portfolio.
Sarah, did you hear that? One of her takeaways came from me.
I thought.
Just want to make sure that's on the record. She gets two chocolates.
She doesn't know me very well yet.
I've got some other ideas up here. Instead of just one thing take away, maybe an aha moment, what you can't wait to share with your staff, anything along that line. Anybody else?
We have Susan over here.
My big takeaway was from Sarah's team yesterday when they were talking about taking on new owners, and that's what you just mentioned as well, right? By the way, Susan Blizzard with Blizzard Internet Marketing. I had the pleasure of introducing that session, but what these three amazing people that Sarah has developed on her team over a significant period of time and the culture that she's developed with her team really showed through, it, or shined through? I'm not sure. I can't even talk this morning, can I? They were talking about taking on new owners, how to make sure that you really are clear that owner is in it for a commercial business, because, and asking questions like if they say right off the bat, I'm really concerned about property damage, and by the way, I love my place, I come and ski as much as I can, and I just need to be able to keep it, I need to have it rented out too. Right? So they're not really looking at it as a business. They're just hoping that they can have the fairy godmother come in and wave a little magic wand. And if you to look at the amount of time you're investing on bringing on new owners, these amazing women have quantified that it takes 45 hours in general for them to bring on a new owner. And why waste the time with someone who doesn't want to actually rent out their place?
She went to Duke, everybody. Just so you know.
And you know what? She went to Duke, and she was complimenting my staff, Tim. So can she have some? She have some chocolate?
Thank you, Susan. Yes, I'll get some chocolate. We got one up here.
I've just noticed as I've watched what's going on in this conference, our industry is becoming big business. As we start seeing venture money roll in, as we start seeing our industry being commoditized and sold. We as individual managers really need to focus on a couple of primary things in our businesses, and that's making sure we're focusing on relationships and staying a relationships industry, and that we're dedicating ourselves to professionalism within our industry. And whatever you can do when you go back home to make sure you are keeping us a relationships industry and a professional industry is going to help us over the long term.
Thank you, Toby. And Tim will probably edit this part out, I'm about to say, but I wanted to share that that's why Tim and I do the podcast. We really want to be a voice of for all of you to share ideas in this professional vacation rental space. There is incredible value in what we do versus doing it on your own as a private homeowner. And we want to be that voice, and we have to stay professional and be ahead of the curve. So, yay. All right.
Whenever she says it's going to be edited out of the podcast, that means it's not going to be edited out of the podcast. That's her trick.
Okay, Dre.
Hi, I'm Dre Kazanchuk, and I work for Winter Park Lodging Company. Yesterday, I went to a guest experience-related presentation about using the five love languages, which I found very fascinating. Just an example of those is acts of kindness, words of affirmation, gifts, in terms of your guests. And so you don't necessarily know what your guest's love language is, but you want to remember to use that every step of the way. So for an example, if somebody were to ask you, like, how many bedrooms is that again? Or what's the layout? Even though it's on the website and you're frustrated, like, why aren't they looking at the website? That could be their words of affirmation, being able to get back to them and tell them, hey, it's this many bedrooms again. So just remembering that you're able to trigger people in certain ways, and if you just get frustrated with them, that might turn them off to go to another company. So just be mindful of how to engage your guest.
Yay, Dre, good one.
Jim and Melinda Morris with Lake Tahoe Accommodations. We're founding members of the VRMA. So you can remember us. We went to all the big seminars with all the CEOs, and we didn't get anything out of that, you know. They were all over the place. We were trying to understand what the hell they were talking about, and we just went away. This morning we went down and dirty, and we went to the maintenance of spas and swimming pools. Wonderful, by TaylorMade Properties, Jody Refresco. And those people really, you know, this is our basic core, you know. We got to know how to make people happy. They give us this maintenance tag, which they put anytime they go out to a property, they put down all they worked on the spa, or they fixed the refrigerator, that type of deal. It seems so basic, but it really was a good idea that we took away. And networking is the way we started this organization, and we got to get back to it. So thank you, Tim.
Amen, brother. Robin, I know you want to say something. I can feel it.
Robin Cragen from Moving Mountains in Steamboat Springs. We manage about 80 properties. So from coming to this VRMA, from having been to others, I think I really got a sense of the fact that we're all in this together. You're not alone. And in the whole conversation that we have about OTAs, the dreaded OTAs, I really feel like this conference is a representation of the value of VRMA, in that the landscape is changing. And I feel like the OTAs are beginning to realize that they have to speak kindly to all of us, and they have to be more willing to listen. And I would even venture that they are potentially listening to us right now, because things that we talked about and worried about last year, there are things that have changed. So it gives me a lot of hope in the value of bringing people together and sharing ideas, and for us not to be treated in isolation, but to be able to speak as an industry is about what is good for our business, and it's our business that they get to work with us. So that would be my big takeaway. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Susan Graber from Skyrun Vacation Rentals in Boulder, Colorado. I want to first of all say that Tim looks very dapper, and I'm sorry that the listening audience cannot see his outfit, but he's very nicely put together, so kudos to you. We hear a lot about different techniques and metrics and blah, 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 but one word I'm coming away with is likability, and that was in a session talking about recruiting homeowners, and when it comes down to it, homeowners, their home is kind of one of their babies, and it's often an emotional decision about whether they go with you. So you want to be likable and connect with homeowners on that personal level. And not only you, but your staff. So once you sign a homeowner, you're probably not going to be, or you may not be the main one who interfaces with them. So you want to make sure that they get a good introduction to their key staff member and that you set up that person for success and that you brag to the homeowner about what a great person this is that's going to be taking care of you.
That's great. I got somebody. Hey, I'm Amy Hynote with Vera Mintel. And I just want to echo what Jim and Toby both said. I went to a lot of those CEO and OTA sessions as well. I think that there's a lot of noise, there are a lot of egos, there were a lot of agendas on the stage at some of those sessions, and I'm so jealous of the people who got through the love languages session and the operations and the marketing, because there's a lot of noise there that has nothing to do with what's really going on in this industry. And I'm just, it's cool that they're here. It brings that whole Focusrite style of the event to this area and it brings some funding to the industry and improves technology. But at the end of the day, that's not what drives this business. It's the property managers. And I just, it just gave me a whole new focus on the industry.
Very good. Yep.
Tracy Van Wass with Outer Banks Blue, North Carolina. Biggest takeaway I got from the conference is that after the first night, send the guest a text asking them, how was your first night? So you have an opportunity to take care of any issues that they may have. So after their stay and they don't become a keyboard commando on you, then you can have a better guest experience.
Thanks.
My name is Randy Burgess, representing Third Home based in Nashville, Tennessee. As an exhibitor, this was my first attendance at the conference. I thought it was a great opportunity to reconnect with old friends and make many new ones. I definitely encourage those that are listening to the podcast to please try to attend some of the regional conferences as well, and be sure to attend next year's international conference. It was great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Randy.
Hi, I'm Jeremy from Breeze Bay. I've been coming to these for a long time as well, not as long as Tim. I thought this year was really different and unusual as an exhibitor, but you know, long-time attendee, that you'll come to these some years and there's a little bit of an identity crisis going on, and there can be a negative, there's a lot of sort of fear and negativity, whether it's rent by owners or it's OTAs or anything like that. But I feel like this year, people are really comfortable being property managers and sort of sharing with each other and coming into their own and just feeling comfortable with the future of property management. And I think it's really nice to see as an association.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. Just to comment on that, I agree. When some of these changes started happening a couple years ago, we all had that fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Oh my gosh, is our whole industry completely changing and we're all going out of business? And how am I going to pay for my kids' college? And now we realize we're doing better than ever. So it's not as much fear going on out there.
My name is Tom Goodman. I'm with Padre Island Rentals, which is in Texas, very southern tip of Texas, border of Mexico. My biggest takeaway, my biggest concern, even coming out of your session that Jeremy did, Tim, you were a part of here a few minutes ago, is I'm seeing some terrific things that are going on with many of the property managers in elevating the guest experience. And quite honestly, I'm looking at myself and I'm going, how am I going to keep pace? How am I going to keep up with all of the things and the expectations that are there? And the amount of work that's ahead of me is just daunting.
You just keep listening to our podcast.
Thanks for being vulnerable, Tom. Here, let me give you two chocolates because it seems like you need some love. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Nobody knows this business like we do, so you'll be fine.
Maria Lancaster with Tybee Vacation Rentals. I think what I learned during the conference was how many of the property managers are switching their technology. So if you went into the exhibit area, a lot of the technology that wasn't quite ready, there are some companies now that have switched and being successful. So for a tech-forward industry, I think that was very exciting. And we weren't just hearing it from the vendors and their sales pitch, but actually hearing not only how people were being successful with the different technologies they've switched to, but also some of the shortcomings as well to be prepared for. So something we're researching, and that was a wonderful takeaway for me. Okay, here we go.
Adam Norco with Point Central.
I've been coming to these for a long time as well, and I'm excited for a few different reasons. I took away one thing from the Google presentation about being constructively unhappy. I think there's a lot of opportunities for us to continue to improve. But one of the biggest opportunities is, like everyone's talking about here, is as property managers on the ground, you guys know the operations. You guys have the local knowledge. You are the experts. And lastly, the piece that's a little bit self-serving but also fills into that constructively unhappy, I'm excited to see the industry starting to talk about safety. Safety is something that we need to continually improve. And as the local experts, you guys have that power. And right now, it's one of the biggest risks. But the reality is that it's also one of your biggest opportunities. So I'm excited to see everybody embracing safety.
Hey guys, I'm Ben with Breezeway out of Boston. One of my biggest takeaways came from that HomeAway video that was shown, and that is that brand is king. I think doing everything you can to elevate the guest experience and evoke real emotion during their stay is not only really important, but a leading indicator for return bookings and really, really good guest reviews.
Thank you. I've got one of our dedicated listeners over here in the corner.
Bob Oaks with Village Realty Outer Banks. I actually came to my first Verma conference in Sanibel in 1988, and we set up a lot of our structure based on that. One specific takeaway from Tim's marketing guy, the Facebook, they set up a calendar for their posts and color-coded the type of posts on Facebook so that you get a good mix. And I thought that was very, very efficient and effective. Thank you.
Susan Gavarino with Gulf Shores Vacation Rentals. One of the things that I was reminded of, that I learned again, a big aha at this conference, is just the value of our peers. My big aha came in the form of learning how to more effectively use some of the tools and software we already have. And I learned it by talking to people on Sharon Walker, Walker Luxury Rentals, people on her team. So, great presentations, but the one-on-one that we have here just gives us such a terrific forum for learning how to use things that we think we already know in new ways.
I'm Michelle Hodges with Meyer Vacation Rentals on the Alabama and Florida Gulf Coast. Overall, our company's over 50 years old. Change happens in this industry, in every industry. Nobody is immune to it, but walking out of this conference, my reminder is how fast change is occurring in our industry. It's rapid. No matter what comes at you, systems, technology, new partnerships, at the core of everything we do is what so many of you have said. We are people here to serve people. So for us, it's balancing service relationships, profitability, and never forgetting that core of hospitality that we're all in this for.
Boom.
Okay, so we're going to finish with a lightning round. Okay, what we call it rapid fire. I always call it lightning round. He likes to call it rapid fire. But we need a contestant to do rapid fire. So who's feeling it? Who didn't stay out till 3 in the morning? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Come on.
Come on up. The price is right.
I'm Sharon Walker from Walker Luxury Vacation Rentals in Austin, Texas, and I love y'all's show, and I make my employees listen to it, and I give them $100 bills for the first one who listens to it.
What?
They're making more money than we are on our podcast. Okay, so Tim is going to explain the rules.
This is an inane game that we play on every episode. Some have had experience where we ask you weird, unusual, out of left field questions that you cannot prepare for. You can answer in one or two words, or you can expand if you like. So, start the clock. Our first question, Sarah.
Tell us about your morning routine.
I have 4 daughters, so I have no time for myself. I try to get them out of my house.
Sharon, best piece of advice you ever got?
To be true to yourself. It's definitely faith-based in my life, so not to look to yourself for strength, but to look to God for strength.
Do you allow your owners to self-clean their homes?
I come from a festival market where a lot of our owners only rent 1 to 2 times per year for just a festival. They live in their home and they rent. So absolutely, I have to let them use their own cleaners. When it comes to what we call our full-time non-festival homes, we require them to use our cleaners with the exception of one.
Contract cleaners or employees?
Contract.
What is one skill you wish you possessed that you do not have?
The ability to fly.
Emails. You check them just a couple of times a day, or are you getting an itch right now because you don't have the phone in your hand?
I do not like to always have a phone in my hand. I can't. I want to walk up to people and smack the phone out of their hand when they're looking down.
Me too.
But I am not as good as I always want to be. So when I am away from my computer, I don't check my emails. So I have to be in front of my computer to be checking my emails for the most part, unless I'm just deleting, swiping.
Do you use text in any way with your guest interaction?
Our reservation agents definitely use text because we find that in Austin, everybody's young and hip and cool, and they're really into technology, and so it works best for a lot of our guests. So we try, we're the hands-on company in Austin, so we try to have personal, constant communication with them, but we also utilize the technology.
So you're from Austin, very tech-savvy area. Do you have a great software app or some kind of computer application that you can share with us that makes a difference in your company?
I have great ones for my personal life. I think we're looking into purchasing a couple of things that we saw at the show. Should I say what?
Sure.
One of them is Transparent, which was just great data on pricing. So that's something that we're looking into. We really like the technology that they're providing because they don't provide pricing. They just provide the data. And pricing, because we're a luxury portfolio, typically takes our prices down. So it's not as effective of a tool for us. So that's something that we're looking into. Stuff that we're using, I mean, Wunderlist is amazing for our employees to use because I can assign tasks to people. Y'all know what I'm talking about? So it's just an app where it's like a shared to-do list. So for the stuff that doesn't need to go into our property management software or the stuff that's just kind of light level stuff, it's a really wonderful tool.
Does that work for spouses? Because my wife just wrote that down.
Wonderfully.
Or 11-year-old children. Okay, let's see. For this audience and everyone out there in podcast land, how many years have you been in business?
Since 2009, so almost a decade.
What is the biggest mistake you made that if you could go back to your 2009 self, say, don't do that, I should have done this, once you fix that problem, you want to tell them, don't make this mistake?
Partnering with the wrong people. I've never had a partner in business. I've always run this business by myself, but at one point I thought that I needed the support of someone else's brand, and so getting out from underneath that was probably the best thing that I ever did. It allowed me the opportunity to just run my business the way that I see fit under my own brand. It's elevated the status of our company leaps and bounds.
Are you a University of Texas football fan?
Giggum Aggies.
That'd be a no.
That's because my husband, I actually didn't even go there. I'm an Aggie by marriage. I went to Southwest Texas State University when it was. It's now Texas State University.
Yeah. As far as the vacation rental business, what keeps you up at night?
Keeping my employees happy, because I have really good employees, and I want them to feel valued, and it's very difficult because my employees definitely aren't children, but I feel like it's more children. And because I have so many children, I feel like I'm being pulled in so many different directions. Obviously, the work-life balance plays into that, but really just making sure that my employees know that they're the life of our company and that I see them as partners. Tim was talking about the ownership earlier, giving them the ownership and the opportunity to make their own decisions, as well as constant appreciation. I feel, I have two babies also, a 2-year-old and 11-month-old, so I feel very drained a lot of the time, and it's difficult to stay on top of employee appreciation.
In 5 years, Walker Luxury Vacation Rentals will be?
Well, according to some of these sessions, it might be Walker Luxury Alternative Accommodations.
In the space.
I would like to see growth outside. We're in Austin, which is volatile for vacation rentals. If y'all don't know, we have an outright ban on any non-owner-occupied vacation rentals starting in 2021. We're working to overturn that at the state level because obviously it's very overreaching as far as legislation is concerned. We're trying to overturn it right now. But so right now we're hedging our... We're diversifying our portfolio right now, so I'm really focusing on outside of Austin and surrounding areas. So hopefully we'll be further into the lakes around Austin and further into some of the communities around Austin that are thriving but really don't have great property management representation. It's often just a real estate company who kind of does it just because they got roped into it, not because they really want to do that.
Okay, the last question I will try to ask without tearing up, because when you just said you have an 11-month-old, a 2-year-old, and then how old's the...
7 and 9.
7 and 9.
4 daughters.
I am also a mother of twins, and it is quite hard to be a great mom and also a great business leader. So what's your secret?
Give it over to the Lord. I'm not in control. I don't have to be. And that's freeing. So.
All right. Well, there you go.
As usual, you win nothing but our appreciation. Do you happen to be flying Southwest Airlines?
I do, but I don't drink, so.
Okay. Well, you can find a friend.
I do. I'm flying Southwest, okay, and I could have a
It'll
drink.
Be a good trip home. All right, Sarah. Was Sharon awesome or what?
I got to tell you, that was the first time I really felt like we had a raving fan. She almost came running down the aisle saying, I want to do it. I want to do rapid fire. So thank you, Sharon, for your enthusiasm. I wish everyone could have seen how happy you were answering our funny questions.
Yep. And I do have to say, although I said nobody ever gets a prize at rapid fire, I did give her 4 drink coupons to Southwest Airlines, even though she said you heard on the tape there that she doesn't drink, but her staff does. Well, those coupons expired on October 31st. So, Sharon, I'm really hopeful that your staff got to enjoy a drink on me, because you did a great job at the podcast. And as we are wrapping this up and looking forward to our next episode, Sarah, how about any takeaways that you had overall from the conference?
Well, I have a couple pages of notes. I think one of the biggest things we got out of the conference, which we all knew already, but it was reinforcing it and making us come up with a to-do item, is we need to have more video professionally done, more video that's casual video of a property, or doing, whether it's Facebook Live, letting people see video of our area seems to be the wave of the future. It's a daunting task, but we're pretty dedicated to do that on both websites.
I'm sure you and your staff will do that, no question. My big take, I was just going to say, thanks for asking. Whether you ask or not, I was going to tell you, my big takeaway was big business. I was amazed with the amount of investors who were there, whether personally or being represented by others. It looks like big money has found the vacation rental business. And it is an interesting dynamic right now. We've talked about vacation rentals being very sexy for the last several years. It was in evidence big time at the VRMA in Las Vegas. I just saw big business all over the place looking to invest money in our space, which I joke with you, I hated that word. We aren't in a space. We're in the vacation rental business. And so we'll see what happens.
We're not in outer space. Maybe that's why I thought everyone was from California, because Silicon Valley was there. Yeah. I even sat down next to one guy, and he was just typing notes like crazy. It honestly a quite a boring session I was at. And okay. I thought, what are you writing? And so I interrupted him, and he's like, I'll talk to you right after the session. I have to write every single thing I hear, because he's there basically as an investor group that wants to hear everything going on in this quote unquote space. So people are sending investors to our conference. It's really changed. Some of you like that, some of you don't. I think there's good and bad to it, but overall it was a good vibe at the conference, and I'd like to thank the VRMA board and just how hard everybody worked and everyone presented. And Tim, I can't finish the podcast without announcing to the world, in case you didn't see our Facebook page, that Tim didn't win just one award, but 2 awards at VRMA. So every VRMA conference, you can win one award. You can't actually win this other award other than every 3 years, is it, Tim? So this happened to be when all the stars aligned and there were 2 awards. So he won. Tim, I'm going to let you go ahead and be just so much humility you have to tell us what were the titles of both awards, because I know one was for Stuart,
yes,
who I just heard the sweetest stories about that night, mm-hmm, and how honored you were to get that.
Well, I was. First of all, the president of VRMA, Mike Harrington, has the ability to provide a president's award, and he told me that he chose me from the moment that he was given the opportunity. And so he did a nice tribute to me, talking about me being a mentor, and a nice note that I had written him about when he started business on his own. And I was very touched and humbled to the point that I was speechless. I could not think of anything to say when I went up on the stage. And there were probably 50 people that came up to me and said, I have never seen you not be able to speak. And so that was certainly touching. And then the Vacation Rental Housekeeping Professionals give an award called the Stuart Couch Award. And Stuart was one of my best friends, and he passed away way too young at the age of 59 a few years ago. He was a pioneer in this industry, and the award is honoring, you know, his legacy as a great visionary in this industry. And so I am honored to have my name on his plaque. So big day.
Yeah, so I think they've renamed the conference now the Tim Cafferty Vacation Rental Conference.
It was that day. Well, the funny thing was neither organization knew the other one was giving me an award. And so I was told before that presentation, each of them thought there was a mistake.
They got the wrong name on there, like the Oscars. Yeah. When they had the wrong best picture.
Exactly. They're like, no, he's winning our award. Oh no, he's winning our award.
Congratulations. You're an amazing guy, and you deserve every bit of that. Tim,
thanks, pal.
During the conference, I have to tell you, the staff said, yeah, you know, he actually fills our refrigerator personally with all of the groceries every week in our office. And I'm thinking, how does this guy do it? He's Superman. So anyway,
gotta take care of people.
And I'm really happy for you.
Well, and then one last thing on the conference. I really hope they do this again as they did this time, of combining the VRHP and the VRMA together. It was fantastic to have an entire staff there together and not have the housekeeping and maintenance people segregated. I think it was a really big win for both sides. So let's hope they do that again as we look forward to next year, and we look forward to our next podcast.
I agree 100%. If you did go to VRMA and you're filling out your surveys, make sure you tell them you like those two organizations combined.
Okay.
In an event. So can't wait for the next one. We have some good guest speakers coming, Tim. We're going to have fun towards the end as we are quickly approaching my busy season, maybe not yours.
The end of the year is coming close, and we promise we're going to give you some good content before the year's over. So that'll do it, Sarah. Great to be with you as always. Look forward to next time.
You too. Bye, Tim.
So long.
Thank you for listening to Sea to Ski with Sarah and T, Professional Vacation Rental Managers Podcast, brought to you by Sarah Bradford of Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, as well as Tim Cafferty of Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue Realty Services. Together, Sarah and Tim manage more than 600 privately owned vacation rental properties, and both are regarded as experts in the vacation rental management industry. Music provided by Ben Sound. We encourage your participation on this podcast by sharing it with friends, and please feel free to rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Comments or reviews on this particular podcast can be made on their website, seatoski.com, where you can also subscribe to the podcast, as well as provide them feedback on this episode or give them ideas for future topics. We look forward to speaking with you next time on Sea to Ski with Sarah and T.